Yeah, good morning, everybody. I hope everybody is doing well out there. We're up to Tehillim Mizmor Tzadi Gimel, which is all about the power of Hashem as the master of the universe. And in many ways, this Mizmor reminds me structurally of something about Kriyas Yamsuf, not just because of the imagery of the mind, but a certain transition that happens at the end of the Mizmor. So many of the Mefarshim, whether Adak, the Mitzudas David, think that the content matter is really about Yemos HaMashiach, Adonai Malach, Geus Lavesh, Lavesh Adonai Osi, Sazar. God constructed the world. God is melech over the world. You have here the language a little bit of Shir HaSayam. Hashem's power is manifest through water. Hashem, of course, who created the world, he demonstrated enormous power over it. Dochyam from the language of Shever, right? The storms to reveal God's might, the sheer force of nature. Mikolos Maim Rabim Adirim Mishperyam Adir Bamarom Adonai, and even more powerful than that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we have the transition. So the way the Malbim explains it is that, yeah, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is powerful in nature, but we might assume based on that Hashem really is quite distant from us. He's just, you know, master of the universe, and he exerts his power through the natural forces, but having a relationship with him would be impossible. And so we say, no, that our aspiration is to have an ongoing daily relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as manifest one day, Hashem Liora Chemim, on a consistent basis through Hashem's house, Vasuli Mikdash, Vishachanti Bisocham. And that to me is the ultimate mirror point of Shir HaSayam, the Jewish people sang of God's glory and of his power, Shir LaShem Ki Goga, Sus V'Rachol Ramav Hayam, and we give there a graphic description again of Kafut HaMos V'Lev Yam, the way that God's power was manifest through control of the sea and control of the waters and the destruction of the Egyptians in that particular context. And yet, at the same time, and we have a tradition based on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Zekeli ve'anvehu, Zekeli ve'avnei le'mikdasha, we'll build the Beis HaMikdash. So we didn't just want it to be a one-time show. As Chazal tell us, Rasa Shivcha liyam, Mashal v'lo ra, Yechezkel ben Buzi al nahar kvar, that the Shivcha, in her prophetic powers at that moment, even superseded Yechezkel Hanavi at the Maaseh HaMerkava, which is considered to be amongst, if not the most rarefied vision that we have in all of Tanakh, but we want it to be able to sustain us. We want it to be something that's more of staying power. So to translate into the Beis HaMikdash, Zekeli V'Anvehu, to translate into something that's an ongoing basis. And this is one of the, I think, the great challenges, for us in our spiritual lives, especially when one has been through moments of, Nasun Aros Hashem, Nasun Aros Kolam, Yisun Aros Dachyam, times of storm, and times of great upheaval. So in a certain sense, those present the challenge. But in another sense, Hashem's power and our smallness, then they are very manifest at that moment. And so in a certain sense, there's something quote-unquote easier about recognizing in that moment. It may raise questions for us and for some of us, but it's something a little bit easier about understanding in that moment that God is master of the universe. What's a little bit harder to do is to take those moments and translate them into an ongoing daily relationship, not one that's marked by a grind, and not one that's marked by just muddling through, but one that's marked by Hashem, a sense of an abiding, sustaining relationship with Hashem, yes, even on a daily basis. And I think that's part of the transition that we're going through right now, is that, God willing, as we're slowly and safely and vigilantly re-emerging from a time that we'll all reflect on as long as we live, a time that really demonstrated God's power over the entire cosmos. So what we have to do now is translate that understanding back into the daily relationship. And here again, we return to a word that we've pointed out so many times, the term emuna, which isn't just faith, but steadiness. Hashem manifests that quality, and now it's up to us to manifest that quality day to day, week to week, month to month, God willing, as Olam Chozer Lemin Hago, May that be Hashem's will, and may that be our challenge and our success. Everybody have a great day.